Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your perfect style is more than a fit, it's a feeling. When you step into Maurice's, our stylists are dedicated to helping you find the perfect outfit. Shop in-store or Maurice's.com for new items arriving daily and holiday flash deals. Maurice's, that styled feeling.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, Rumpelstiltskin, let's do a podcast. What do you say, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry.
Yeah.
I was listening to a podcast on my
You're
way.
You're kidding me.
There's a guy named Derek Thompson who I like. He was a writer for The Atlantic, and now he is a writer on Substack.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Substack
nope.
at all?
I've heard of it. I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, so it's just another of a million things. So Substack is a place where people that I think it started with like people that were writers at like New York Times or wherever, and people started losing their jobs because not a lot of people were buying magazines mm-hmm. or buying newspapers. So some of these people went to Substack, which is a place where you can write and people can go read your writing.
Okay. Do you charge for it?
So I did Google that this morning because I knew I was going to bring this up. How do people make money on Substack? And yeah, some people charge like $5 a month. Some charge $10 a month. You charge whatever you want, or you can make it free.
Okay.
And they said that some people, and again, it's like top heavy, like everything else, right? So there's a handful of people that can make even $1 million a year
mm-hmm.
writing on Substack. People can make $100,000, and then people might just be a little extra income for yourself. But then from there, people might get deals to do a book
okay.
or a TV show, or not a TV show, those barely exist anymore. But you can get other things, speaking engagements, things like that. So this guy has a podcast and also has a Substack, but he did his podcast about the topic from his Substack, which is, he called it Everything is Television. And he was talking about how every time we get a new thing like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. It eventually becomes what television is, which is videos for people to consume.
Mm-hmm.
And we always think television's dying. It was everything turns to television. And then also talking about how things that are popular now is how quickly can you show me this video?
Right.
Like I could do this video in 10 seconds or a 3-hour one.
Right.
And it's like the things in between
get lost.
Is what people are not interested in.
Correct. The details almost.
Well, it's like you either want all of the details, so here's 3-hour interview.
Right.
Or just give me the one quick thing.
Right.
Do you find that for yourself?
No.
Like, do you like a 10-minute video on YouTube?
Oh, absolutely.
20-minute?
Yeah. I'm not into that. Like, I don't get the whole, I'm not on TikTok.
Me neither.
I'm not interested
luckily.
In YouTube shorts.
Yeah,
me
too.
Like, what is this? Like,
yeah.
There's like 9, 10, 12 seconds. Like, what do I just watch? No, I much prefer, if you look at what I watch on YouTube, it's all, I would say anything from, a lot of press conferences, obviously, because of the job.
Yeah.
But I would say all the videos I watch are all from 10 minutes and up, I would say, in most cases.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a little less. I even started watching something yesterday on evolution. It was an hour and 20 minutes. I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched about, I think I started falling asleep at about the 25-minute mark. It was interesting, though. So I don't see, if I click on something on YouTube and I see it's 57 minutes, I'm not like, oh. I'm like, okay. I also know I can stop it and go back to it.
Yep.
You know, so no, I'm not one of these people where it's got to be really short or really long. I'm fine with in between.
I guess it also depends, like YouTube in particular. We can consume it on your phone, on an iPad, on your television set.
Sure.
And
anywhere.
I guess depending on where you're doing this,
mm-hmm.
maybe you'd be more tolerant of different lengths.
I think the only thing I'm not tolerant of, and this is like you with the sports, and it's not me with the sports, maybe because I grew up with it, I'm not tolerant of the ill-placed commercials, which is why I have the YouTube Premium now, because I couldn't take it anymore. And when you suggested it, I'm going to give it a try, and it was life-changing in terms of—
It really is.
In terms of viewing. And I do apologize for people listening to this because I know some of our commercials in this podcast are ill-timed, as I see when I'm away and I listen to you and Eddie. It's just, it is what it is. I don't like watching, if I'm paying for the streaming, I don't like the commercials. But other than that, I'm good, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I have an attention span. You know?
Yeah, the thing I don't like is if you know that the YouTuber is milking a thing to get to a minimum number so that
yes.
they could get their commercials in. So like so many times.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Like the title itself is like, I am interested in this and this should be 3 minutes.
Right. We don't need a 9-minute setup before you actually start.
Yeah.
Right. I know.
And when they tell you in the beginning to stick to the end, I know they've got no real content. Right.
Just fast forward to the end.
Right. Just fast forward to the end. And you're going to want to stick. I've got the top 3 ice pops to be eating, and you're going to want to wait till the last one because it is a doozy.
But before we get to it, let's talk about how the ice pop was invented.
Right,
not interested. Yeah, they put something in the freezer and it froze. Get to it.
Yes, get to it.
I agree.
Now, totally if you want to do a video called The History of the Ice Pop, I would expect to go, here's how it
That's
started.
Fine.
But if you're just going to give me the top 3 ice pops for summer
that's
of 20...
That's a 30-second video.
30-second video.
I agree.
And that's what I like. That's what I don't like. And that's the thing that I think gets annoying on YouTube.
Yeah. And you see it in every genre, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes you will have financial people that will say... Like, I saw one today, and I didn't click on it. But as an example, I saw a headline on the YouTube video. It said, Why getting involved in a Roth IRA is a big mistake. And it was 12 minutes. All right, clearly you have a reason why. So that video should be 2 minutes. I didn't watch it. I'm sure he gives the whole history of saving
yeah.
money before he actually gets to his 2 minutes.
He needs to get to the commercial break.
Right, probably for people that don't have the YouTube Premium.
Right.
Because we don't get it, but if you're a regular YouTube user, you need to get to the, after the pre-roll, you need to get to the commercial.
But yeah, know what also stinks? Like we pay for YouTube as some people do. I don't think a ton of people do it.
Yeah.
You still get the ones where the the person hosting has sold their own commercial where they do like a live read in the middle of it.
That doesn't bother me so much. And I say it only from the standpoint of the same way live reads on a radio show don't bother me. I don't know why. It just doesn't. There's always something that can happen. So even though on YouTube nothing's going to happen, I'm still watching the guy I'm watching. It doesn't really bug me all that much.
And I just found this out. If you, on the iPad, and I guess the phone too, if you hold the middle of the screen, mm-hmm. it fast forwards.
Oh, really?
At 2x speed. So go.
Did not know that.
So I do that when the commercials come on.
That's pretty good. That is pretty good.
One other interesting thing this fellow wrote, this Derek Thompson, on the on his Substack and on his podcast, was talking about books. You know, we talk about it all the time, like, who's reading all these books?
Yeah.
These books and books and books.
More people than you think.
Well, he made an interesting point that sometimes, like, not a fiction book, but if you had a book where you were, well, just a nonfiction book.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even think of an example right now, but you have a book about...
World War II.
Or like you have a book about, like you have an idea of how we can get kids to not be on their phone so much. You've got a book about that.
Okay.
Social media and young people. And you put out this book. Now he says the amount of people that will buy this book is a very small circle, right? Mm-hmm. The amount of people. Then the amount of people that will actually start to read the book that they've purchased shrinks even more. And then the amount of people that read the full book really
minuscule.
Shrinks. Minuscule.
Yeah.
But if you have a book out, if your whole point is trying to get out your information and you put a book out, what you then hope to do by putting the book out is to get booked on shows and podcasts. So that's there where you will talk about your ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't even matter if the people buy the book if you are just somebody who was trying to get your ideas and your takes out there.
Who wants to do that?
Well, there are people, I think people that know they're not going to sell a ton of books, but they have.
But then what are you spending all the time on then? Like, time is money.
Yeah.
If you're an author, who wants to spend 4, 5, 6 months writing a book just to get their thoughts out?
Well,
tweet it then.
Yeah, I guess if you can get booked on bigger places.
Mm-hmm. And ultimately, it's about selling the book, though.
Yeah, but he made this point. So, like, and I think we've talked about this with certain people. So let's say somebody you really like has a book out. Give me somebody who's like a rock and roller you like.
Anthony Kiedis. I already read his first book. Maybe Anthony he writes
Kiedis.
Another one.
But Anthony Kiedis puts a book out about his life.
Right.
And he's booked on the Joe Rogan show. He goes on there for 3 hours, and they talk all about his life.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to still read that book, or do you feel like, I probably got most of it in a three-hour discussion?
I mean, you're giving an extreme example,
yeah.
Because most podcasts are not 3 hours.
But even an hour, like if he did an hour with somebody.
No, I would think someone like that, the book's probably 300 pages, and I can't imagine they touched on everything from his childhood through being put into the Hall of Fame. And,
yeah.
I think you cherry pick a bunch of stories and you're probably going to reread them, what you heard. Sure. But I would like to think if you just did the book in a 2-hour appearance, you didn't need a book. You know,
I see what you're saying. If you have only enough information to fill a 2-hour show, you probably don't have enough information to fill a full book.
I wouldn't think so.
And then you would read the book after that.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door, expertly cleaned and folded, so you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you.
Mmm.
Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
Said you hear about Dave.
Or even tea time, tea time, tea time you.
Mmm. So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
I would also think someone like that has got countless stories about how many concerts and cities they've been in and crazy fans and shows. And I mean, it's just, I would think he could write forever. And I think you would probably highlight a few things and then, you know, hopefully you have a broader discussion. But no, I would still buy the book. I think that actually helps me to want to read the book.
I think it's funny when these podcasters now, the popular ones too,
yeah. Like,
they'll have somebody on and they'll be like, that's promoting a book. And they'll say like, yeah, I started reading the book about 40 pages in last night. And I'm like, and now you're going to talk to them for 3 hours?
I know.
Or I watched the first 20 minutes of this film. It looks really good.
Yeah. That's someone that's not putting the work in, too.
Or they're doing a million other things, right?
Maybe. But I do think if you're going to have someone on to discuss something, there's certain things you can get away with, obviously. But if you've got like a really good guest that wrote a book or put together some sort of a show, and they give you an advanced copy of either, I think you kind of owe it to the segment and the guest to actually watch it or read. No,
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so one thing I would say, whether you like him or not anymore, I actually like the Stern interviews now because whether he's doing it or his staff is doing it, the homework is there.
I know the staff, because they have different people responsible for different things for each guest.
Yeah.
But I also think I'm sure Howard, depending on who it is, will look at stuff himself. But I know he gets like a big packet full of...
Like he's got the information.
Yeah.
And the interviews are pretty damn good. So I just think you're not doing your job if you don't really... And if you don't care, you don't care. But then don't even have the guy in then, I would say.
What's weird, too, is like how much work goes into either writing a book, mm-hmm. doing a movie, putting out an album.
Sure.
And then within a short time, it's
over.
And it's gone into the... Like a music, not so much because it'll live more than the other things.
You write a book. If you don't get a big pop quick, who's buying it?
Yeah.
And I'm sure if you go into Barnes & Noble, there's a million books in there. A lot of them aren't being bought. You know, and that's a lot of wasted time. And then you wonder who's self-publishing, who's got a big publishing house. I did learn. I was talking to someone that published a book and was discussing with me the idea of self-publishing, going to a publishing house. He was saying a lot of publishers will give you a little bit of money up front. Now, not if you're a big celebrity. I don't mean that. And then they will take 80-20.
They'll take 80%?
Because they take on all the expense. It's kind of like when a band is discovered and the record label will take the chance on them and they will produce all the albums and they'll put the albums in the stores. Well, guess what? If no one buys a damn album, guess who gets stuck with the bill? They do. So they take the chance on the band. And then, of course, the band hits and the band's pissed off that they're getting most of the money. Well, you signed the deal and without them, you're nothing. He was telling me very similar with the book thing. Until you prove yourself as an author, they'll publish your book, but it's going to be 80-20. And so if that book goes on to be like a big bestseller, they're getting most of the money, but you better write another one for it to start to flip a little bit. It's very interesting.
Right. Your next deal will be your...
Correct. Your next one is your best one.
Yeah. And I always think about like Evan Roberts did his Mets book about... Yeah. And like I wonder how much work that took him versus what he got. Paid for it, you know what I mean?
I don't know that Evan's book... See, we have it here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Or like even the Steve Summers book is an interesting one because that one just came out.
You know what? There's more writing here than I thought. So Evan's book is basically, I'll give you a little, if you're watching on YouTube, Evan's book is basically a photocopy of a game that he scored And then I guess he writes around the game his memories. I didn't realize it was that detailed.
Well, that's actually an interesting way to do it.
Then I would say that this book took him a lot of time to write. And this is a lot.
It's a thicker book than I would have thought.
You know how many pages this is? Any thoughts?
289.
This book is, holy Christ, 375 pages. It's called My Mets Bible, Scoring 30 Years of Baseball Fandom by WFAN's Evan Roberts. There you go. I have no idea what Triumph Books, I have no idea what he got for this. I don't know if anybody bought it, but that's a lot of work.
That is, that's a lot of work.
I told you, I have a book that I wrote. I haven't done anything with it. Still not sure if I'm going to. It's 180 pages. I feel like it's a lot.
Yeah.
This is 375.
And I didn't hear Evan Roberts on Joe Rogan podcast to plug that. That would have been nice if he could have got on there.
That's I don't know if Joe Rogan cares about scoring Met games.
What about, the Steve Summers book. That's out now. It's a newer book, right? Kind of just came out.
The one thing that I always thought about, so Steve is a New York radio legend. I think that's very fair to say. And he had his time in California, but that's a long time ago now. Why would anybody in Iowa care?
Yeah, they wouldn't.
I would think that's got to be a book that really has to be marketed here to WFAN. I guess sports fans too, but you have to listen to this radio station to know who he is or be interested, I would think.
I would think so, yeah.
And then we've talked about this too. Then what's the market? What is the market share for a book like that then? When he sets out to write that book, the publisher says, if we sell blank copies, it's a success. What's the number?
I don't know.
1,000, 10,000, 30,000, 100,000?
That is one area that I know so little about what the expectation is, what the reality is.
You never talked to Craig about it?
No, and I feel like he got a much better deal because the show was very popular on WFAN. Mm-hmm. But I remember even when that came out, he wanted to see his book in the bookstores.
Sure.
Right? And when he would go to a Midtown Barnes & Noble, it wasn't in there.
Right.
He's like, where's the book if you're not putting it here? This is where I am.
I did say, from the guy I spoke to, he did say getting these books in the stores is not easy. You really need a good publisher. Now, I thought Craig had one, so that's surprising that his book wouldn't have been in any bookstore. But he said very, very difficult for the space for them to take on your book. They really have to believe in it.
Yeah.
Or the publisher has to, you owe me a favor, put the damn book in and see what happens. Most of the books are bought online now.
It's also funny, too, how much we don't use the library.
Oh, God, I haven't been to the library in 20 years.
Yeah.
Maybe longer.
But the library's got all the new books.
Do they really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. I just thought the library had all the old stuff.
No. So there's a library in Spring Lake. And Gina likes to go to it, so when she has to drop something off, I'll go there.
Yeah.
I was like, let me take a look at this, see what's going on. Well, I haven't been to a library in years either.
Yeah.
All the latest books, all in a section where, now they don't have 10 copies of the latest book, but they have the book that you could either go buy in the bookstore down the street or take out of the library for free here.
Hmm.
And they still will lend you DVDs. Of movies?
Yeah.
Now, I don't see new ones of.
I guess people still looking for, not everybody's streaming everything.
Yeah.
Not everybody's got the extra $200 a month for TV. Yeah, I get it.
And if you are looking to cut costs on things, the library is a really nice resource. And I think you can, I think there are actually, if you have a library card for your town, there are apps that are like library apps where you can stream movies and things.
How about that?
Using just your library card. That's a weird thing. I wonder what that is. They go, okay. How libraries even exist.
I don't know. They're supported by the towns, I believe. I think those are state run or city run.
But to say to an author, I know you did all this work for this book and a company put their money behind it. Someone could just come here and get it for free.
For free, yeah.
At the library.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
They still have newspapers at the library? Magazines at the library? Oh, it's a potpourri, Jerry.
Now I see why there's no one at the library.
It's all things no one wants anymore. You got books, different. DVDs.
There's no secret that we've talked about, people on their phones. It's still, when I was at the airport the other day, whether it was in Vegas, whether it was in Newark going the other night, it, to me, And I know it's the new magazine. I get it. But there's something just wrong when I see people's heads just buried in their phones when they're with other people. No one talks to each other anymore. I went to, when I was getting ready to get on the plane in Newark on Sunday night, I'm like, all right, we're boarding in 5 minutes, time to go take my run, my last run for the bathroom, and hopefully I only go six times on the plane. So I go walk around. I walked around a restaurant, you know, every single couple that was sitting there at the restaurant at a table, not at the bar, at a table, they're all on their phone. No one's talking. It's really pathetic. And, you know, part of that is they're reading the magazine articles on their phone. They're watching the, that's the other thing, reading or just watching videos. That's all it is now. So whether it's books, you know, you can buy a book now. That was the other thing he was telling me. He goes, we're in such a different time. You might sell more books that are just downloadable on Amazon than anyone wants to buy the hard copy. So now we're just going to put books on our phone now. Another thing for the device to stare at. It's really...
Yeah, one of the things I didn't like, I don't like phones at dinner.
I agree.
I don't like it. And then because of the pandemic, and it's stuck around at a lot of places, the menu's on the phone.
Yes.
So now now you're at dinner, you haven't even started dinner, and you're both buried in your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
And then once it's out, it's out.
Yes.
I agree with
you. Right. Once the phone is out, the phone is out.
Yeah. Very interesting. That having been said, if you're going to buy the Caveman Jerry and Superhero Al Save the City book that we are publishing, that will not be on the phone. You're going to have to buy a hard copy of it. So,
Jerry, this could get so popular, we could do book signings.
Some people have actually asked me about that.
In Manhattan.
Yes. I've had a couple people. Well, I think I'd rather do it in Jersey.
In Jersey.
I'm going to pass the Manhattan.
Better there. Idea.
But RecoSportsShop.com, click on Al and Jerry. It's right there for you.
That'd be great. You know, I would like to get some books, right, and go to some local bookstores and be like, we would like to put this in your bookstore.
And see what they say?
Yeah.
All right, well, let me know how that goes.
Or just randomly put them in a bookstore?
Well, can't you do... Time out. If you donate books, they'll put them out. That's a library. Never mind.
We definitely need to go into a library for the children.
For the children.
Well, let's say it'd be funny, like, we get these books.
Yeah.
And we just take them to a bookstore and just put them on the shelf. To be like, go up to the counter. This isn't even scanning in. But people would
Most people try to steal books.
Yeah.
We're trying to position books.
Yeah. Put it in like the latest brand new fiction from some young local.
That would be very funny.
Young local authors, Al and Jerry.
That would be a great video too.
Yeah.
If you go in there and you film the whole thing and you have like a secret camera when someone grabs it to go buy it and they're looking at what the hell is this?
Yeah.
That would be funny.
Maybe we'll do that, Jerry.
I like it.
All right, let's do the warm-up show. We'll be back here tomorrow on a football Friday and a feel-good one at that. Coming up next, the warm-up show. We did that at 5 a.m. So!
And Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
It's okay not to be perfect with finances. Experian is your big financial friend and here to help. Did you know you can get matched with credit cards on the app? Some cards are labeled no ding decline, which means if you're not approved, they won't hurt your credit scores. Download the Experian app for free today. Applying for no ding decline cards won't hurt your credit scores if you aren't initially approved. Initial approval will result in a hard inquiry, which may impact your credit scores. Experian.
Starting a business can seem like a daunting task, unless you have a partner like Shopify. They have the tools you need to start and grow your business. From designing a website to marketing to selling and beyond, Shopify can help with everything you need. There's a reason millions of companies like Mattel, Heinz, and Allbirds continue to trust and use them. With Shopify on your side, turn your big business idea into... Sign up for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/special offer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.